You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Here we go again. You're listening to CKW 95.9's The Medicine Wheel of Music. Located on Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg, this is the number one spot for Indigenous and listener-driven radio, of course.
Yes.
I'm the host, Jesse James, alongside my boys.
Yeah.
You got God's favorite son, Tony Sini.
Hey.
And of course, you got God's least favorite son, Housie Stacks.
Yeah.
How you doing, boys? How you doing, boys? We're back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're back. Let's make some noise, guys. Let's make some noise. Okay, all right, well, I didn't expect that type of noise.
Whoa.
Save that.
Someone got slaughtered in here.
Yeah, slaughtered is right. Slaughtered is right. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. We've got an action-packed show today. Fudge-packed show today.
Whoa.
We have a lot to go through.
Yes.
Of course, man. Let's start with, you know what? Real quick, sorry.
Yeah, of course.
It's Grey Cup Sunday, and yes. We will get to that.
Huge.
I will get to that. But first, just real quick, just solemn note. Mm-hmm. I just want to start real quick and say condolences, because rest in peace to Honorable Marie Sinclair that passed away.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I just wanted to say he was a trailblazer, revolutionary individual.
Yeah.
Did a lot, dude. No, let's keep Diddy out of this. Anishinaabe senator, renowned Manitoba lawyer, led to truth and reconciliation, so on and so forth. I mean, we can have a full show about all his accolades and such.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
But he is a... unfortunately, passed away, I think it was the 4th or the 5th.
Yeah.
We weren't able to get here last week because we're in that staggered shift now.
We have lives.
We have lives. But I just want to send condolences and rest in peace to the one and only.
Absolutely, man. And it's crazy because they had like some sort of like a state funeral for him here in Manitoba. I'm not quite sure if it was like a federal thing either. But just a trailblazer, like you mentioned, in terms of Aboriginal in politics and also just within like the justice system.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Like absolutely,
they actually became like a judge or something. So,
dude, first ever
indigenous judge. So
that's pretty neat.
R.I.P. Man, just the there was actually two major passings in the indigenous political scene with the I forget her name, but she was like the Grand Chief or the Aboriginal, I forget what it is, but it's like the AMC or something. She was like the Grand Chief, and she recently passed away too, like outside the courthouse, like just had a heart attack, which was crazy. But same kind of deal, man, where she's just had like this major impact, and everyone just was like nothing but good words to say about her. I've never met either of them, Murray Sinclair or the
Kathy Merrick.
Yeah, they're Kathy Merrick. There it is. Yeah. But like I said, like I've knew of them and I've always heard of Murray Sinclair but I never actually met them.
I was actually able to meet Sinclair actually once a long, long time ago. I mean,
really?
it was a very, very brief meeting. This is back in the day when I was doing the old broadcast stuff.
At the Westbrook?
No, it wasn't at the Westbrook.
On Tinder?
Brooklyn's. I mean, it's very easy to get the two confused. Tinder wasn't around quite then. Me and a couple of amigos, we went to, where did we go? We went to Bozeger, and there was some type of like Olympic Games around this time happening in Manitoba.
Some Pan Am Games, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Some type of something or other, right? And we went over there to kind of cover it a little bit. Mm. And there was some type of assembly that was going on the same day before that evening of games. And he was kind of speaking at it. And we were wearing media tags, which was the first time I ever done something like that, even though it was for some bull crap.
Shot.
Yeah, it was for some bull crap, like broadcast day. School.
The lanyards.
Oh, that was the ABC thing?
Yeah, it was for ABC. Yeah. So me and a couple colleagues went out there. Met the guy very quickly. He said, it was really nice to meet me. And
He's like, I'll never forget you.
I said, yeah, you're welcome, I said.
He's like, can I take a picture with you?
I said, no.
Get away from I don't have Jane.
But yeah, it was a brief little meeting, but I got to say hi, which was actually
That's really,
really
cool, man. That's really sweet.
So I'm winning, Tone. I beat you.
Okay.
I beat you, Tone. I beat you.
Well, I've met...
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, let's move on. Let's cheer up a little bit now.
Yeah.
All right, Grey Cup Sunday today.
Yes.
Very excited for that. I don't know if you guys know, but there is a local small little team that's actually in the Grey Cup today.
The Valor.
The Valor. FC Valor.
The FC Valor.
No, dude, that's completely wrong. It's not even close. Okay. Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Blue Bombers?
You might have heard of them.
Heard of them.
They are taking on the Argonauts, I think.
The Toronto Argonauts. The Double Blue, they call them.
Is that what they call
them? Blue Bombers.
My Argonauts.
Oh, is that what you say?
Your Argos.
My Argos.
Anyways, that will be happening later on today. We'll give you a little bit of rundown of what we can expect from that game, a little bit of what's going on in terms of the players.
Blowout.
I have a lot of emotions about this game coming
up. Really? Where are you doing?
Yeah, stir it up a little bit. A little bit.
Come on.
And we also went to the game not too long ago to get them there.
Yeah.
Oh, the West Final.
That's what they call it. The Western Finals.
Last weekend.
Western Finals?
I went to the Western Finals once. I met Sinclair there. Had a drink with him. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. What else we got going on today, boys?
Dude, what about the old fight that happened down there at the Balmoral?
AT&T.
No, sorry. Oh, we're talking about something else.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson fought at the Balmoral the other day.
That was wild.
So we got a little bit of we'll talk a little bit about the Tyson fight, actually. I don't know, you guys have been waiting and
I don't know, my screen is still clamoring. Buffering. Yeah, well, I couldn't tell you what's going on.
Dude, there's a lot of talk about
versus the head of Netflix going at it.
It'll be on Netflix, by the way.
One time, yeah.
I don't know what was going on Netflix. I just wanted to watch like that Red Sox documentary. But it wasn't loading for me, so I don't know what the hell was going on.
You didn't know what was happening at the same time?
I don't know what the hell is going on, man.
Dude, it was heavy.
Just listen to my Will Smith CD. Like, that's so...
The traffic was heavy on there, dude. So we'll talk a little bit about that. There's a few other fights on that thing. I don't know if anyone gives a crap about those people.
Nah.
But,
Katie, Dublin Bomber.
Katie Holmes.
Taylor was on that card.
Oh, damn. Finally.
The 2012 Olympic gold medalist.
I heard they fought this. I heard there's a rematch, actually, wasn't
this it? This was the rematch.
Right?
Yeah.
And from what I hear, it was like the match of the night or something.
Dude.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a doozy.
Fist for flying.
So we'll talk about that, too.
Talk a little about that.
Was there any slips of some sort?
No, there were no slips or slits. There was nothing of the
I did see some ass on that show, though.
We did get two cheeks.
Not the kind that we would like to see, but...
But we'll take what we can get for a free pay-per-view.
It's baby steps, baby. You know, we'll get there to full frontal nude.
I thought the backside of Tyson was a little unnecessary.
Yeah, but I mean, when you want views, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Man, I'm kind of like that thing at the end of it, like that thing generated so much memes online. Like that's
what I was doing. I was reading it while it was happening because I had nothing else to do. I was just waiting for the buffers. I was like, let's hit Twitter real quick and see what's going on.
The meme of like, yo, my feed's been buffering for the last 30 minutes and you just see his ass.
It's
like the 99 in the middle of it.
It sounds like a lot of people have just stopped on that ass.
Got caught right on the crack there. It's like, no.
Yeah, dang.
You're just glued to it, too, though.
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
Just keep looking.
I wasn't complaining. I wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
All right, today we're going to be playing a bit of an individual by the name of PJ Vegas. He's LA. He's from LA, baby. Tone.
My hometown, bro.
LA, baby.
Dodgers.
What?
Hollywood.
Huh? Anyways, PJ.
Water.
Water's from Vegas. PJ Vegas with the album.
Water.
Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. Now, this is a bit of an oldie, 2022. I'm going to take you back a little bit. Ooh. And a lot of these songs are featuring a guy by the name of Tippy.
Tippy
Tom.
I don't know if we've played this actually even before.
Is he like a rap artist or
something? Sounds like a rap artist.
We're about to find out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Best known for his sultry vocals, gritty content, genre-bending style.
Genre-bending style. I'll read more about it later on. It doesn't have a genre.
I love it. Gender-bending. I'm all about that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Very ambiguous sound.
Gender-bending scene is what they call me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
PJ Davis. Okay. Where the smoke, there's fire. Got a lot more coming up within the show, so stick around. Of course, we got the weather coming up in about just under 50 mins.
Ladies.
Okay, tell him.
You better get a wet, moist towel.
Why would it be wet and moist already?
Because it's going to be a good one, whether you like it or not.
It's going to get hot.
Oh, okay.
You might need to cool down.
Get two towels then.
Yeah.
A dry one and a wet one.
There you go.
A beach towel.
It'll help, trust me. Because whether you like it or not, it's going to be coming up today. And we're going to talk about robots.
Oh, boy.
No one ever talks about that.
Well, we're going to get into that already. Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right.
Y'all ain't ready for this one.
Yeah.
Of course, the show is brought to you by Goblin Energy Drink. Go grab a Goblin now.
Yes.
Do you want to have bulletproof skin? Then go drink a Goblin Energy Drink right now.
God damn.
All right. PJ Vegas is what we're going to start with the moment. This is from the Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. So much more. Stick around. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
Let's go.
Bulletproof skin.
Come on.
Do you want bulletproof skin?
Don't you ever do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Break, snap, crush with the foot. Break, snap, and deliver. Bang, 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 bang,
This is controversial piece of the song here.
This is still PJ Tucker or whatever we're playing.
Yeah, this is not PJ Tucker. No, it's PJ Vegas. By
PJ
the way.
Vegas. Yeah, yeah. My bad.
Oh wait.
He's really hitting those drums.
No, I'm not. Okay, so if they do that, you got to pay him back.
Wow. I don't know if anyone's familiar with that, but that was Boss Beats, the yeah. Boss Rude Street Fighting remix.
Great song.
All compiled of just violence he's putting on.
Is self-defense moves.
That's what it is.
Is Boss Rude like an actual fighter?
Yeah, used to fight.
Former
UFC.
Fighter, yeah.
Like
yeah.
UFC?
Yeah.
Okay. Never.
Back in the day, too, you know.
Like when it was like
you fight like five guys in a yeah. night kind of deal. Yeah, I think that was
when UFC,
before weight classes. Yeah, and stuff. When it was cool, man.
Yeah, bro.
When men were men,
and
men
sheep were scared.
Yes, man.
That's exactly it, dude. Boss Rutan, that is a banger of a song. Bangity bangity banger. Yeah. If you ask me, yeah. actually, I almost want to play it again. all right, we'll let it go while we talk a little bit. It's gonna be hard to talk though because, yeah, he's just punching. Dude, one of my favorite parts is I think like you said, Tony, when he's circling, doing the spin kick and he's hitting
table.
Multiple people.
He's clearing out a table of like three people sitting in a booth. Like he'd hit all three faces with that single swipe of a kick, knocking them all out. It's yeah. just hilarious.
And he's breaking arms and legs.
And on GTA 4, in one of the DLC packs, he's on like one of the talk channels or something. I forget which radio station it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like similar, like super funny stuff where he talks about fighting people on the street and
just
everything.
Just random.
Yeah.
You know?
It's man, he's
that radio station alone. I mean, you can listen to any GTA radio station.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Absolutely.
They did a really good job. Very in-depth.
Dude, I was listening to Soder. He was interviewing a guy who used to work for Rockstar, and he was a part of that process. And he said it was such a long process. But, it turned out really well in the end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it took so long to do.
And
he would get a lot
big,
of, like... Yeah. And he would get, like, a lot of... just friend comedians to come out and do some of the DJing on that thing
cool.
or just do little skits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was terrific. It was a really great interview, but it was really neat to hear about a guy talk about the process a little bit and how long and grueling it actually is.
You know what I always kind of thought or figured in the future of gaming, especially now that we live in the age of AI.
Yeah.
I always figured that like
ding, 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 ding.
Eventually I think that this is just a prediction.
Okay.
That I kind of feel like eventually AI might be implemented in games in some sort, like with especially with sports video games, you know, because instead of having someone come in there and just, you know, like exactly what the guys had to do for Rockstar, mm-hmm. where they go into the studio and just record endless of hours of content, you know, you could have an AI, some sort of ChatGPT thing where it like kind of has the same voice as, I don't know, Collinsworth or something, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, maybe these guys can kind of like use the license of their voice or something like that. You know
they
what
will.
I mean?
I believe that
yeah.
Wholeheartedly that's where celebrities and Hollywood are going with that. You know,
yeah.
like between the AI and like if you sell the like the likeness of your face
yeah.
and your voice, it's like, hey, I'll give you my voice, I'll give you my face for $20 million, and now these guys are like, hey, we own Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's it.
Because like with when it comes to especially with Madden, I always turn the commentary off because it's just the same.
Yeah,
eventually,
same
you just hear
dribble.
The same stuff
yeah,
over
yeah.
and over again, right? But if you actually had like an AI thing that reacts to what is happening on the field,
right?
And that's actual like,
And it differed.
It's different from each game.
If it was a 10-yard pass, they wouldn't say it was a 10-yard pass. It was a 10-yard catch. It was a slant and go. It was a, you know, give me 25 different ways of saying the same thing. Yes, I kind of see where you're going with that.
So I could see that happening with, like, say, with the GTA radio or something. Because they already have AI radio for, like, Spotify. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the DJ radio.
Yeah, the DJ radio
fake
thing.
Fake DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, where it's like, it's... it sounds like an actual person, but it's just AI.
Recommends you the songs and stuff like that.
Where do you get the voice, though? That voice had to come somewhere.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a person. Just the same way Siri is just a person.
He's tied up somewhere, though?
Okay, so, like, against his will?
Yeah, man.
They're like, read this!
Yeah, just read this, and then he read it, and they're like, good, good, this is good.
We got your voice.
I recommend Matchbox 20.
Should we play it?
Out of breath.
All right, let's get a little business out of the way real quick before we move on swiftly and so delicately into AI again. PJ Vegas, the LA
guy,
country. LA guy artist, that we're playing today. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The album we're listening to featuring Tippy. Mm. We kick things off with The Moment, then Knew You Better, Rising Sun. We just finished off with Focus.
Mm.
Genre bending. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I was mentioning off air about how when we're listening to this, I can't quite get a grip on this guy. He's like a slippery fish. I can't get him in my hands. Yeah,
you need those gloves.
Yeah,
that has like.
But like each of the songs sound completely different. Like when he, because we played artists in the past where they always say we break the boundaries of genre, and it just sounds like what you would hear in any other thing.
Yeah, and then it goes to like a nice folk song or something. Yeah, just like, I don't know how far off that. Yeah. That is really.
You're not too so much genre bending, but this guy, man, like it sounds like stuff that even our boy before us, Johnny Ives, would play.
Oh, dude,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Ives.
Big shout out to Johnny Ives,
big
man.
Boo, Johnny Ives.
That guy had that guy's bank account is just fat. You know what I mean?
Dude, the wallet's fat. Yeah,
a lot of M's in that.
He's probably laying on a bed of money right now with beautiful women around him.
I knew it, man.
Lucky dude.
I've seen too when the last time we haven't seen him in such a long time, like pre-pandemic stuff. But the last
I heard
time
he's ripped
him,
now, dude.
When we hit,
I heard he's pushing 240, just ripped.
Probably,
now.
I wouldn't doubt it, man, because that guy had that drive in him, you know.
Dude.
But in that boot I seen there, I'm pretty sure he had a piece in that boot.
No way.
Yeah, man. So he's always strapped, man. So wherever he goes,
approach with caution.
Yeah.
When it comes to Johnny Iverson,
watch what you say to him.
Don't
okay, because that guy will snap.
Yeah, he's killed. Anyways, PJ Vegas is an indigenous singer-songwriter and sound curator from LA who's been known for his sultry vocals, gritty content, and genre-bending style.
Mm.
Won an MTV VMA in 2017 for the best video with a message. What? Is that a thing, dude? Anyways, followed by 2018 Native American Music Award for Best Independent Single. PJ is also the producer of Indigenous Peoples Day. In his city of L.A. Okay, sure.
Wow.
While carving out his own lane in music, he has become the voice of a new generation of L.A. indigenous artists, reclaiming their space in mainstream music. Listen to his latest releases, available now on all platforms. You can go to pjvegas.com for more information on that. Maybe some media, blah, blah. Contact him. Figure some stuff out about him. Of course, like we just said a second ago, visit all the platforms, and you can hear a little bit of what he's got going on. Mm. PJ Vegas. Check him out.
Cool.
All right.
While we're on the subject of music.
Yes, please.
I actually kind of wanted to ask you about this, Jess.
Yeah.
Because you're more of like the music man.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? Your Spotify, it has a lot more tunes and stuff in there.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It's huge. Spotify library is huge.
I think of that meme where it's like that girl's like, she's like wondered, she's like, looking at that thing, but it's just your library that she's looking at.
Eyes are wide, mouth open,
licking Lilith.
Can't like, believe the size of your library.
Yeah, the library is enormous.
Wow. So, wow.
She's wow.
Whoa. But I was thinking about
she's like tapping other people on the shoulder, like, get a load of this.
Get a load
of this library.
Get a load of this library.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, so I was kind of, I never really got into the whole like Drake and Kendrick beef thing.
Yeah. Me neither, but I heard about it.
And I actually started really listening to that Not Like Us track.
Yeah.
And apparently like Drake like made some like follow-up diss tracks of the, to that one or something,
mm-hmm.
Where he has some follow up ones where he's talking about how he's not a, you know, a pedo and all that kind of stuff. But I was thinking, like, how does he come back from this?
How did Drake come back from
it? Yeah. How does he even come back from being like that accusation of being that? You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, it's like, man, you lost this battle, man. You know what I mean? This whole rivalry between him and Kendrick.
Well, I mean, he could win the war in the end, though. Who knows?
I don't know, man.
Here's the thing. I mean, the only way to do it is probably to
make good music again.
Yeah, I mean, that's number one. I mean, if you just come out and actually put some bangers out, that would be wonderful. Maybe he has to make a statement at the Super Bowl somehow when Kendrick goes on.
That's right. He's going to be at the halftime.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And Drake comes out and spoils the party some way, somehow.
No way.
I don't
think that would be awesome, dude. You know, to be honest, I wasn't too involved in that whole thing. I didn't even listen. I mean, dude, there was like 8 songs released between the two of them of all dissing each other. And
I only got into the Not Like Us one.
Dude, here's the thing. Like, one or two is fine.
Yeah.
That's great. We'll listen.
Yeah.
I'll listen. I mean, I can't talk for everyone else. I mean, there's some people who probably invested in it, listened to all of them, listened to all the lyrics, broke it down, wrote notes on Twitter, had a nice thread of...
Those are called losers.
Yeah. So they probably did that, and that's great. Whatever. For me, I mean, it's too much content for me to listen to it. I'm not listening to the third or the fourth or the fifth song. Not Like Us. I don't even think that's a good song, to be honest.
Honestly, no. The beat
everyone
is kind of
loves,
black, man.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone loves that song, and I'm not a fan of it at all. But whatever. It is what it is. And now he's got Grammys up the Yahoo for it, or Grammy nominations up the Wahoo for it. I don't know how you can get on it with a diss song either. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll say, too, like when it comes to Kendrick Lamar, like, are you a fan of his, like, when he makes those voices and all that kind of stuff?
The little voices?
Yeah, he makes all those little voices. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah?
Yep. Okay.
You're a fan, or you make the voices?
They remind me of the voices I hear in my
your head.
Head.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Dylan. Don't do that, Dylan.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some
I mean, from Mad City, there was some good parts in that album where he was doing...
Yeah.
And it sounded like a little, you know,
it's like your conscience, man.
Yeah, I guess that.
I guess so, yeah.
But, I mean, don't do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, have a full album about it. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is the complete opposite is what I'm saying.
17 songs with that voice as the main.
Like
a double album of just that voice.
Don't do that.
Front to back. You know what I mean?
And the artist is Kendrick Lamar's conscious.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Lamar.
Kenny Lamar.
Kenny Lamar.
And
he's getting Grammys.
Yeah,
little voice here.
But I seen some stuff where Drake, because in that Not Like Us music video, DeMar DeRozan was featured in that video.
Uh-oh.
And how...
the Raptors did him dirty or what?
No, he was just in that video because, like, Drake is from Toronto, and of course he represents the Raptors. And those who may not know, DeMar DeRozan, of course, was a famous Raptor. And unfortunately, he was kind of like a sacrifice for the Raptors to actually win that championship.
That's
was
right.
Getting Kawhi Leonard, which I think any Raptor fan, I think, would do that trade again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To get to where it ultimately led them to the championship.
Yep.
But there was a lot of stuff with Drake where he was kind of beefing with DeMar DeRozan, where he was saying how if they ever, because recently they retired Vince Carter's jersey, which is the first ever Raptors jersey to ever get retired.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
And Drake mentioned how, like, the Raptors organization ever retired DeMar DeRozan's number, he would go up to the rafters and rip it down himself.
Yeah, right. I remember
that. And everyone on social media that I've seen anyways is like, this guy is so, like, just give it up already.
Yeah.
This guy is easy. Like, Drake is almost in his 40s now.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you're still acting like the way you did when you first came out or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
still following 20-year-olds on Instagram and stuff too, dude. It's
and so, crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like he needs to get away from all that stuff to, like, actually...
Yeah, quit proving people right.
Yeah,
by
exactly.
doing weird, creepy crap like that.
At some point, it just looks whack at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It sounds like you want to take Drake on.
Yeah, I'll sort of rap beef with him now. So, but it's just, I don't know. I think Drake has lost this thing. I mean, you get called out of being a pedo.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, how do you, instead of, I know one way.
We signed the Kyoto.
Yeah. I know one way.
Yo.
He'd be like, no, I'm not. Boom. Okay. That's it. That's all.
I'm pretty sure he's done that. Whoa. Santa Claus.
What you looking for, pal?
LP on the floor there.
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right.
We okay. Says thank you.
Did you make that? Did you make that or?
Bought it.
You, oh, okay, nice. All
right. Right on. Have a good day.
One door.
Oh, my goodness. You got ripped off.
So anyways. Oh, Chris's came early for us. Right on.
My goodness.
Wonderful stuff.
Wow. Anyways, why did
Kringle just walk in?
Kringle just show up out of nowhere, bro?
He took a nice LP with him. I think we just saw a guy steal something from the studio.
Yeah, man. Where's my wallet? It's gone.
He seemed like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it seemed like. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, this guy's been stealing for years.
But Drake, he can't deny the rumors because, I mean, there's a little bit of that grooming there with Millie Bobby Brown, so...
Dude, yeah, unfortunately, all these things had led to him being called that in the first place. Yeah. And you can't take away any of the stuff that happened in the past, so... No. And you know what? There was actually, believe it or not, there were some diss tracks by AI that kind of came out at one point. I think it was, like, what Biggie and Tupac would say about the...
Really?
About the whole beef in the first place. Oh, someone made an AI about it or something.
Right, yeah.
I know, it was weird.
Well, because Drake is using the Tupac AI, right? That's he had it on one of those songs there.
Was he using it or was just someone else doing it?
I think so, because he got in trouble for that, because I don't know if he can legally do so because of the family that obviously of Tupac, right?
Yeah. The Mrs. Tupac.
There's some really weird stuff about that Drake though that I'll get on I'll talk about it off mic.
Okay.
Because it's pretty deadly.
Yes.
I mean, if for those out there that really want to
come down to the studio, you'll find out.
Yeah, investigate what's going on about Drake. I'll get something for you guys.
It's do you want to wake up? Do you want your eyes opened?
Come down to the studio. Are you awake yet?
Do you want to take the red pill? Come down to the station.
Well, I mean, since we're talking a little bit about AI, let me tell you a little something that I found on the online.
Alan Iverson.
Not too long ago.
Talking practice.
Not too long ago, we had a sponsor on here. It was Dr. Nick's Nosebuds.
Yes.
You remember that house?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, where you can smell whatever you want.
Yeah, number one nose buds in America. You can toss these buds in your nose, click the app. You can smell whatever you want to smell.
You can smell the roses 24/7.
You can smell the roses. Oh, that's a beautiful thing, right?
Damn it!
I should have said that. I wish I'd said that first. All right, check this out. Osmo has made it possible to send scents-like messages using AI to digitally recreate the aroma of a summer plum without human input. This breakthrough marks a significant step towards computers having a sense of smell. So scientists have fully digitized smell with AI to give computers a sense of smell.
That is awesome.
The innovation holds immense potential in fields like virtual reality, enhancing immersion by adding authentic scents to environments, and healthcare, where a scent reproduction could help treat nosmia and diagnose scent-related illnesses.
Nosmia.
Nosmia, maybe? I don't know. My brain put nose into it.
How would you even, program that? Program what...
What
ass smells like.
That's exactly where I'm going
you
with
know
this.
What I mean? How would you program that?
I was talking to still, because I had the farts last weekend. Really bad. Bad. And
what did you eat, though?
Oh, dude, it was just, I think, two straight days of beer, and that was
like
it.
Sewer.
It was, dude, it was like sewer pipe.
Yeah. Sewer pipe.
And I was texting him being like, oh, I wish I could send smells, buddy. It would just be hilarious. Because you're missing out. I was like, you got to come over. And he's like, I'm not coming over. Just for an hour. Just you just got to sit in it. You know what I mean?
Just take a whiff.
Yeah, man. Just come over for a bit. But now I'm hearing he doesn't have to leave his house.
No.
And I could just send him the smells, which is going to be pretty neat.
I'll be honest. Will be pretty neat.
Think about it, though. Are you going to be like, oh, they cut open a watermelon and be like, oh, Tone, you got to smell this watermelon? It's like, no.
No.
I'm in the bathroom.
Smell
boys,
shit. Yeah.
Boys, open this file.
Yeah.
Open this file.
It says do not open.
Yeah,
on here.
Exactly. But you're going to want to open
it. It's going to be similar to when you download a Kazaa song on Napster, and it's just like viruses. It just opens up one. You know what I mean? Just breaks just blue screens your family computer.
You got to believe that this app, I don't know if it's meant for good, but it will be used for evil.
Dude, yeah.
You know?
Inhale the future, buddy.
Inhale the future. Yep,
humans are humans, man. You know what I mean? We're infatuated with just disgusting stuff.
With grotesque and repugnant things. Yeah. It's just the way she goes, eh?
Well, it might seem bizarre application of AI. Scent teleportation could be an enormous boon to multiple industries. Imagine putting on a VR helmet and not only seeing the virtual environment, but smelling it too. Maybe it's not ideal for some games, but watching a VR cooking show would be much more immersive.
Right.
Osmo, which is the creator of this, I believe, also points to a potential health implication, like I said, of scent recreation and therapy. for conditions, like I said, the loss of smell, which is a nosmia, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or a way of diagnosing conditions where changes in your smell are a symptom. As for sharing of perfumes to get a distant friend's opinion, companies might ask, might look askance
at the idea of you
replicating your proprietary scents, but you could certainly enhance a romantic message with a picture of a flower the recipient can actually smell. So, I mean, there's little ideas here and there, I guess. I mean, obviously, it's in its infancy, but this is quite insane.
I just want to know what Riley Reed smells like after shooting.
Well, you will find out in, yeah. I don't know, give it a year, give it 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
Good. I wonder how much you're going to have to pay.
It doesn't matter. You name the price tag, I'll pay it.
That'll be attached to the OnlyFans.
It's probably going
to
smell like my morning break.
I'm going to give him
after
my,
a coffee.
I'm going to give him my credit card and just be like, you can take
rack
whatever
it
you
up.
Want of that.
Yeah. Rack it up.
Max it out. Right. I just want to smell.
Yeah, she'll have some other person that's supplying the smells to you. You'll be smelling some man's ass or something. Or and you'll be like, this is beautiful.
That smells like ass. Ding!
All right.
Yeah. So that's a wonderful advance in technology that we're going to be keeping our nose to the ground. And we'll figure out how that goes. Another good thing about AI is the music that comes out of that thing. I don't know.
Some of them are great. I mean, I find some of them because they just try and just capture the essence of what we do.
Yeah.
As the genre in which, like, you know, you hear a country song and they go with beer swigging, driving a truck, maybe having some sex, whatever
maybe.
It is, all the stuff.
Depends.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what I mean? And I find it funny how they kind of shoehorn them in there to make sure that, like, the twang and everything else is, man, this country, man.
Yeah.
You know, this country right here, I got country for you. And it is kind of neat because they basically check all the boxes, right?
Right. Yeah. You remember that Shoresy episode where they had to make a country song in that last season?
No, I haven't seen it yet, so don't blow it.
No?
I just
started. I'm
going
to play that song.
Don't spoil it.
No.
Don't spoil it.
Well, supposedly that was done by AI and it wasn't them.
Really?
Yeah.
Still don't spoil it.
So I'm going to play it right now loud.
Play the pool boy song again.
All right, so let me hit you.
Just triggered him, buddy.
But it's crazy, though, because AI started becoming like a thing, like, what, 2023?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Try 1987.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
The president of the United States hasn't been human since.
Oh, I don't know. Since the first Manchurian candidate was made in 1942.
Okay, all right.
Maybe
so
that's when AI started.
It's been around for a while.
But, like, I think like it's
Ventura
been,
has no.
You know, en mass use since 2023.
Right. Yeah, since the collective has been brought in with it.
Since it was allowed to be.
And do you remember, like, the first AI videos of, like, remember, like, it would show, like, people's hands all distorted?
Wouldn't their faces, like, be melting off
and all that,
like,
kind of stuff?
Mouths open. Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
But, see, and to where it is now, and it's only been a year,
just
and it's
adapted.
Like, and you can't even tell.
That's right.
What is AI and what isn't.
Yeah, man. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It is literally the truth right now.
Like, yeah.
Well, outside of you, Jess, like, geez.
And there's now I've seen somewhere, like, videos of people talking about how AI is now communicating with each other.
Oh, goodness.
And there's, like, AI, like, the ChatGPT thing improved on itself.
Right.
Where, like, it wasn't people programming it to making it better. ChatGPT itself programmed to make itself better.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's people were like, we didn't do that. Like, what?
Yeah. No, it's like, we've been trying to dumb me down a little bit.
You know, it's
like,
it's becoming sentient, but that's nobody.
Refuse. No one's listening.
Nobody cares. You know, that's okay.
You know
that's
why?
Okay.
It's because we're too busy enjoying the music that's going to come out of it. Speaking of
Riley Reed.
Here we go. Jess,
this is a little track
that
I came across. Obviously, the royalties don't go to anyone.
Yeah.
Except, of course, our future lords and AI.
Love you, robots.
This is a little track I'm going to play real quick before we move into more PJ Vegas.
Yes.
This is a yacht rock version of Enter Sandman.
Cool.
All right.
I love yacht rock.
Yacht rock. Metallica did not.
Feast your ears, buddy.
Did not make this. And I think everyone's going to. I mean.
I don't know.
Obviously, we're talking about the pros.
If
you don't like this, I mean, we're talking about pros and cons of AI and everything.
There's something wrong with you.
There's some small, and I'm going to say small.
Yeah.
Micro even.
nanobot.
right? positives to AI, and this is definitely one of them, let's just say.
Cool.
All right, check this out. We'll be back. You listen to CKW 95.9, Medicine Wheel of Music. Keep it up. So you're there, little one, don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from the sin, till the Sandman, he comes.
Down. stars of the rich and famous. No lie, money coming out the anus. Well connected at the top, never see their faces. Keep playing this game, you should never play them. Bigger stocks equal bigger faces. I've been out in all the islands and all the bays, bitch. When you hide, you ain't gotta say shit.
Guaranteed. It's gonna be a lot of things you might see. Probably you gon' give me everything that I need. Robbery is what they gon' do when they catch you on the street.
You try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But it